Have you ever been cyberbullied? How did you handle it? You can tweet at PetchandAmy424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Petch. This is Tracy. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. I'm good. What's going on?
Well, last year, my 12-year-old granddaughter was cyberbullied, and the girl kept sending her texts saying that she was going to shoot her in the bathroom.
What?
All this horrific stuff she was going to do to her. So they brought in the police officers and investigating and stuff. And come to find out, it was her best friend.
Really?
Yes. It was awful. I mean,
did that girl get in trouble for saying those things? I mean, that's a threat.
Yeah, she did get in trouble. And the reason why it happened was my daughter was friends with this other girl's friend who was gay. And the girl asked my granddaughter, do you like her? Well, my granddaughter just said, yeah, you know, I like her. As a friend, not, she didn't say as a friend, but she said, yeah, I like her.
Yeah, meaning as a friend.
Yeah, so that's when it all started. But, I mean, she was sending notes. She was doing it on
Isn't it amazing? And that's the difference now from, you know, back in the day when you were able to leave school and completely disconnect. You know, there was no way to get in contact with you once you were out of school and out of, you know, of the face-to-face atmosphere. So it's amazing. Is your granddaughter okay now? Is she doing well?
Yeah, but last year she really struggled because this went on for months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they investigated, and my daughter kept her home from school a few days because she was just so scared to go to school because she didn't know what was going to happen.
That's a shame. Tracy, where are you calling from?
Felton.
Thank you for checking in. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Brooke.
Brooke, have you ever been cyberbullied?
No, I haven't. But I do have a 13-year-old daughter who, not necessarily been cyberbullied, but I've seen it on other kids. I've seen her social media, and I have actually just recently taken away her social media because I think at this age, 13, 14, even 15, these kids don't know what they're doing, and they're getting into things that are far too big for them.
Well, and I think at that age, kids don't realize the weight of their words. Kids don't realize what other people are saying is actually affecting them. And these are very formative years. This is where a lot can either go right or wrong for you.
Exactly. And they don't understand how serious it is. And my main goal is, you know, kids are found hanging in their closets more often than not. And to me, it's just easier. You know, they're not old enough for social media. 18 should be old enough for social media. I see adults that don't know how to act on social media all the time. So example's not well.
No, I was just about to say that. You see grown-ups making stupid choices on there. I mean, as I said, that whole to be honest thing, like I told my daughter straight, if I see you taking part in any of that stuff, like your social media's done.
And before I go, the parents, pay attention to your kids' social media. Watch what your kids are doing. Come on now.
Brooke, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, actually I'm in Lewis, but I live in Seaford.
All right, you can tweet at PetchandAmy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.